play tonight, Jake Bruner. First base umpire, Alex Nash. And third base umpire, Ben Eastman.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
If you are a devoted follower of minor league baseball, or if you just get the premise of the whole thing, minor league baseball is not about winning, per se. It really isn't. It is about developing talent. That is job number one. That's why these teams exist. But they're also playing a game, and winning, as the man once said, makes everything better. Well, both of these teams have done some winning. Wichita, the Wind Surge, coming to town, they have done a bunch. Both teams are either in the playoff race. If you are the Wichita Wind Surge, you are just one win away from making that official. The Windsors are going to go to the playoffs, and they are about to win the North Division. The other ball club, the Rockhounds, are on the outside looking in. But we say this so often. In a minor league season, all you can really hope for is that if you are in the pennant race over the last week or two, that's really all you can hope for. Anything beyond that, championships, and you and I have seen actually a good number of those. But that's really, that's above and beyond. It's gravy, if you will. So here is where the Rockhounds and the Windsurge stand. Wichita rolls into town, and boy, really just cruel and unusual punishment. It's too bad that they could not have clinched. They were at home on Sunday, but the Windsurge needed one more win or one more Springfield loss to clinch officially. So their magic number is the most magical of all. It is one. One win in this series for the Wichita Windsurge, or one defeat for the Springfield Cardinals, and Wichita will be the second-half champs of the North Division officially. For the Rockhounds and Frisco, the Rough Riders have a magic number, and that magic number is down to five. Frisco leads the Rockhounds by two games, and they also own, we have now determined, they officially own the tiebreaker. So, for the Hounds, outside looking in, but they're still hanging in. Hounds have taken the diamond on a beautiful Tuesday evening, and we're about to take you downstairs for the singing of the Star Spangled Banner, just ahead of the first of game number one of this six-game set. Here's the Texas Avenue Social Club. Wanted to get that name right. That's old school style. Love it. Thank you, gentlemen. Star Spangled Banner. Nicely done by that quintet this evening as we get set to start this series. And we mentioned Wichita is knocking on the door. Rockhounds are just hoping that door might still be open to reach the postseason here in 2022. Right-hander Jeff Criswell will get the start for the Hounds in this game. And left-hander Cody Funderburk, who has just been outstanding for the Windsurge, he will get his 16th start, his 31st appearance. Left-hander Cody Funderburk and right-hander Jeff Criswell is your matchup. First pitch of this ball game, the start of the final homestand of the 2022 regular season, right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And that first pitch will take flight with 88 degrees here, so a really comfortable, warm September evening, final week of the Texas League's regular season. extends a little bit deeper into the month of September than it used to. It used to be just after Labor Day that things would wrap up, but this will be the final week of the season, and for 6 of the 10 teams in the Texas League, it will be pack the bags and head for wherever you are bound. For the San Antonio Missions and the Tulsa Drillers in the South and North, respectively, they already know that their ticket is punched to the playoffs. Wichita, well, the ticket isn't punched, but the conductor's got the clicker out. It's just that close. Again, the magic number one. For the Rockhounds, their hope, I would think, is that you maybe get a little bit of help from Northwest Arkansas right away. But the Rockhounds, as they are hosting the Frisco Rough Riders, Northwest Arkansas has had a struggle of it on the year. Wichita, meantime, well, you got to take care of your own bit of business. And this is the team with the best record in the Texas League. So, boy, the gauntlet is there for the Rockhounds, and we will see what unfolds. Jeff Criswell will drop to his haunches on the downslope of the mound towards second base with a quick moment of reflection. Now climbs the hill, and in steps the leadoff batter, the outstanding prospect, Austin Martin. Man, from Momentum Bank Ballpark, let's play some baseball one more time around for 2022. Jeff Criswell with the stretch and a right-hander's first pitch of the ball game. Just got the outside corner, a little delayed call, 0-1 to Martin. Austin, a guy who makes contact a bunch, doesn't strike out very much. Right-handed hitter at 241. Tremendous speed. Really good athlete. 0-1 pitch. Tempted. Did not go. Down and away. One ball, one strike. Austin Martin, the shortstop, leading it off. Edward Julian, and boy, not many guys having a better year than he has. Second baseman batting second is Edward Julian. He's on deck. The 1-1 stretch and pitch by Criswell. That ball is hit high in the air to left center field. Drifting back, Michael Goldberg. This ball is well hit. Goldberg on the track and pushes himself into the wall. So Austin Martin, who does not hit a lot of home runs, he has only two. Boy, he drove that ball right about 385, 390 feet. Deep left center field. Michael Goldberg able to track it down. Well hit ball, one down in the inning now for Edward Julian. Well, hitting 297, doing a lot of things well. Gets on base a bunch. He has drawn 95 walks. Swings at the first pitch, line drive, and that'll get down for a base hit. Boy, Julian, and we'll talk about him during this series, of course, but, boy, his prospect status has really been on the rise in 2022, and he just continues to be outstanding for the win surge. Base hit, went on with one down, and here's Jair Camargo. Catcher and the right-handed hitter, Jair Camargo in the three spot. Junior Severino is on deck, third baseman batting cleanup. Junior Severino, the on-deck batter. One on and one man down. First pitch to the outside corner of the knees, called strike to Camargo, 0-1. Alex Isola will bat sixth. He's the designated hitter. Isola is the DH. Seth Gray, first baseman, new arrival in Wichita. Batting sixth, he's the first baseman, Seth Gray. 0-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Camargo comes up empty and a breaking pitch away, and it's 0-2. Anthony Prado batting seventh, playing the seventh spot. Prado is in left. Deshaun Kersey Jr., center fielder, batting eighth, and he's playing the eighth position. 0-2 set by Criswell. Long set now to the plate, and he got him. Backup pitch on the inside corner. So Jair Camargo up, right back down with a three-pitch whip. He is caught looking. One on and two men down, and here is Junior Severino. Will Holland batting ninth, playing the nine spot. Will Holland batting ninth. So Martin, Julian, and Camargo lead it off. Severino, Isola, and Gray in the middle of the order. Prado, Kersey Jr., and Holland rounded out for the win surge. Severino, switch hitter, third baseman. Swings at the first pitch, high fly ball, right field. This has got a chance to do damage in that short porch, and it is going to get out of here, and yep, ball got out of here into the short porch, two-run home run. Boy, Severino got just enough of that, and that is so frustrating for Marty Bikina. He was in plenty of position to make the catch, but again, that short porch will really get you from time to time, and it did right there. Two-run home run for Severino. That is his seventh of the year. RBI is 22 and 23. We don't see as many short porch home runs as you might think, but boy, when you see one, and that was just a classic. That's a routine fly ball in, or a deep fly ball in almost every ballpark, not quite in the league. Pitch up high to Alex Isola for ball one. So the base hit by Julian sets the table, and Severino with a two-run homer, and just that quickly, Wichita jumps on top. Isola, right-handed hitter, waits, takes, and it's a strike at the knees on the outside edge, 1-1. Infield pretty solidly shifting to pull for Isola. Logan Davidson, the third baseman again in this one. An off-speed pitch will get there for a strike, and it's 1-2. But, of course, for Jeff Criswell, for any pitcher who gives up in the short porch homer, you just have to have a short-term memory and just try to put that one behind. Just got to be frustrating. Pitch turned into it. Did he go? Nope, did not. Rock Allen's infield thought he did. Two balls and two strikes to count. Isola at 292. Alex has 9 homers and 38 driven in. Designated hitter in this ball game. Game in which the Wind Surge are on the board early. 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Boy, frustrating first inning, I'm sure, for Jeff Criswell. Gave up the shot up the middle, the solid base hit by Julian, and then the two-run home run that just got enough to get over that bullpen fence. So the Wind Surge off the bus and on the board. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Half inning complete in the opener of this 6-game series. Our Village Car Wash score. First time around, the Wind Surge 2, and against left-hander Cody Funderburk, the Rockhounds coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Max Schumann to lead it off. They go to the bottom half of the first inning. Left-hander Cody Funderburk into the motion, and his first pitch will miss inside the Max for ball one. And the bottom of the first underway. Max at shortstop in this one. Zach Geloff in his usual number two position, batting second, playing second. Sharp one hopper to third, glove there by Severino. Throw across the diamond for the out, sharply hit. And Junior was playing in toward the grass. Schumann is always a threat to drop down a bunt, so that ball got to him in a hurry, but he made the play. Ball got a snow cone on him just a little bit, but Severino made the play. So one man down, and here is Zach Geloff. Zach, second baseman in the number two spot. Kyle McCann on deck. Buckhounds catcher batting third. First pitch called, strike to Geloff right about at the knees, 0-1 to Zach. J.J. Schwarz, the Sunday afternoon hero for the Rockhounds batting cleanup. He's the designated hitter. J.J., the DH, pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Tyler Soderstrom, first baseman, batting number five is Tyler. And Logan Davidson will be the third baseman, batting sixth. Logan at third. One ball, one strike. Pitch to Geloff. Got the outside edge, and the count goes 1-2. Bottom third of the order, Marty Bikina is in left field, batting seventh, playing the seventh spot. Funderburk's pitch, that ball sharply hits Severino. Boy, that ball took a nasty hop, and I would think that'll be a base hit. Boy, that was nasty. So a base hit all the way, and Zach Geloff reaches. Boy, that was a sharp one hopper. Two things about that. That ball took a little bit of a kick, and it was really sharply hit. And the sun is certainly a factor. Shadow covering, and yet it stretches out from behind the first base side of this ballpark, and it's covering almost all of the infield grass, so it's shining right in the eyes of the guys on the left side of the infield, plus left and center fields. One on for Kyle McCann. Big swing and a miss. Boy, he was looking to equalize this ball game with one swing. 0-1. Rest of the order, Michael Goldberg batting eighth, playing the eighth spot. And Chase Calabrese will bat ninth and play the ninth spot in right field. Both teams going to that particular lineup. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball and one strike. 7, 8, and 9 hitters on both lineup cards are the 7, 8, and 9 position players. One ball that is a totally useless but kind of cool deal. Pitch swung on, fouled back. One ball, two strikes to count. Kyle at 240. Had kind of an interesting series at Corpus Christi. He did not hit for average. He was just 3 for 16, but each of his swings of the bat, including a solo home run, drove in a run. Each of his base hits takes down and away with a breaking pitch from Cody Funderburk, and it's 2-2. One on and one man down. Schumann, Geloff, and McCann up top. Schwarz, Soderstrom, and Davidson in the middle of the order. And Pekina, Goldberg, and Calabuig will round it out for the Hounds. Funderburk's pitch. Well, I'm honest with you. Cody thought that was a strike, and I've got to admit, I have no idea where that pitch missed. Count 3 balls and 2 strikes. See if Zach Geloff is running here. Left-hander on the mound. He is not going. Pitch, and his time backup pitch got him, and Kyle out on strikes. So Funderburk comes up with a strikeout. Two men down in the inning, and here's J.J. Schwarz. J.J. with a solo home run broke a 6 all-time at the top of the ninth inning on Sunday afternoon at Corpus Christi. Boy, the hooks came back and threatened, and it got more than a little bit interesting before Chase Cohen closed the door, and the Hounds staying at least within screaming distance of Frisco. A little looper in a shallow center field. That's got a chance. That's going to drop for a base hit. Geloff in full stride will come around to third. Well, J.J. a little flare. Got a little Texas leaguer into the Bermuda Triangle between center, left, and the second baseman who was pursuing that ball was Julian. Of course, Zach was running with 2 outs. He was running on contact, so he'll get to third base. He's seen a couple of hits here in the first. But the Wind Surge have a 2-run home run among their 2 base hits, and they lead it 2-0 with 2 on, 2 out for the Hounds, and Tyler Soderstrom to the plate. Left-handed hitter, man, he has been fun to watch playing in his 31st game with the Rock Hounds. Takes down and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Zach Geloff, the walking lead off the bag. At third base, pitch to Tyler. Then it's down and away. Ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. 7 home runs with the Rockhounds, 27 overall, 24 runs batted in, 95 on the year for Tyler overall. Opened the year with advanced single A Lansing. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Big swing and a foul tip. Count is 2 balls, 1 strike. Schwarz at first and Geloff at third. Boy, foul tip. That got Camargo, I think. Yeah, I have a feeling it went straight down, got him in the foot. Our home plate umpire is the crew chief, Jake Bruner, and he'll take a little extra time. Kicks some dirt around in front of the plate. Now he will dust off the dirt that he just kicked onto the plate to take a little extra time. Boy, by this time in the year, how much pounding as a catcher who's anywhere near an everyday player, a regular spot behind the plate. Boy, just an absolute pounding by this point in the year. Pitch to Tyler, swing and a miss and a gorgeous off-speed pitch, and the count is now 2-2. Funderburk is 9-5, and again, he has made 30 appearances prior to this one, evenly split, 15 starts and 15 in relief. Pitch, breaking ball to the corner, that just missed, 3 balls, 2 strikes. 9-5 with a 3.04 ERA. He's just a handful of innings shy of qualifying among the league leaders, and if he were to qualify, and he's that close, he's second in the league in ERA. Pitch swung on, and that is said, woo, foul ball, and Zach Geloff had to duck under that. Boy, that got there in a hurry. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. And we'll do a full count the second time to the left-handed hitter. If Tyler extends the bottom half of the first, Logan Davidson would be next. Wind Surge leading 2-0. Here's the pitch to Tyler. Breaking ball away. Ball four. So the bases are loaded. And the batter will be Logan Davidson. Swing around and back from the right side against the lefty Funderburk. Cody, 87 innings. Excuse me, 97 and two-thirds innings. 87 base hits. So he's under a hit per inning. The walk total a little higher than you'd like, but it's not bad at all. 40. And he has struck out 91 batters, so a 1.3 whip. And the opposition hits just 239 against him. Plate umpire Jake Bruner steps out from behind the plate for a moment, gives an indication. Now he's back. Bases are full with two men down. Logan at 252, 14 homers, 55 driven in, takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Really good series at Corpus Christi. Went 6-for-18, had a triple, a homer, and four driven in. Left-hander, Funderburk delivers ground ball out towards second, and that's going to be routine. Flip to first base, and the inning is over. Rockhounds threaten, but come up empty as Julian makes the play on the ground ball off the bat of Logan Davidson. So no runs on a couple of base hits and a walk. No errors, and the Rockhounds leave the bases loaded here in the bottom half of the first inning. We have played one. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and our score through one inning, the Wind Surge lead 2-0.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connected up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Seth Ray will lead it off to go to the top half of the second inning with a Wind Surge on top 2-0 in Momentum Bank Ballpark. Seth Gray, Anthony Prado, and Deshaun Kersey Jr. face Jeff Criswell. Right-hander set, and a big, deep breath goes into the motion, and first pitch of this inning, ground ball, first base side, going to be handled at first underhand, toss to pitcher covering, so Tyler Soderstrom makes the play. There to cover the bag is Jeff Criswell, and it's one up, one down on one pitch. 3-1 goes the putout. No, one away, and here's Anthony Prado. Prado, a 299 hitter. Three homers, 24 runs, 29 driven in. Didn't mean to cheat him. Right-handed hitting left fielder. Get you an update on the ball game in Tulsa. That's Springfield at Tulsa. And they are a little bit ahead of us. First pitch swung on and a high fly ball right field. My goodness, this is toward that corner again on the move. Is Calabuig and cannot get there. I said Bikina earlier. I apologize. Foul ball into the right field corner. Chase was really in hot pursuit but could not get there. We'll get you around the defense here in just a moment. I'll get it straight for you, I promise. Springfield at Tulsa, and they are in the top half of the fourth inning. And it is Tulsa 1, Springfield nothing. If the Drillers win that game, then Wichita has clinched the North Division. That magic number is 1, and that includes Springfield losses and Wichita wins. I doubt they posted in Vegas, but if they did, the odds are pretty long. Depending, I guess, on your point of view. Called strike outside corner, it's 0-2. Hounds have Marty Bikina in left field. Michael Goldberg is in center. Chase Kanabuig is in right. The 0-2 stretch and pitch by Chris Wells. Swing and a miss. He got him. Three-pitch strikeout. So that's the third strikeout for Jeff Criswell, and really the ballpark has kind of betrayed him a little bit. He did give up a very sharp single to Edward Julian, but again, the home run by Severino, and I'm not trying to take anything away from him at all. I mean, it's the way the ballpark is set up. That was basically just a fly ball that snuck out. And three strikeouts for Jeff. Delivers up high to Deshaun Kersey Jr., the center fielder, takes up for ball one. Deshaun hitting 265. Left-handed hitting center fielder. Swings a little nubber out in front of the plate. Yeah, that's going to be a tough play. Criswell off balance throw, and he throws it high back up by Geloff. Boy, that is a really good play by Geloff. So, a base hit for Kersey Jr. That was just a little swinging bunt. Jeff actually paused because Kyle McCann was coming out, Criswell coming in, and the two were basically on a collision course. Jeff hesitated for a moment, then picked up the ball and tried to rifle a throw. He airmailed it. But, boy, the little things, the little fundamentals. That throw had it not been backed up by Zach Geloff, would have gone down the line, and that would have been at least one more base for Kersey. He runs really well, so probably more than one more base. Good play by Zach. High strike to Will Holland. The count, no balls and a strike. Well, the base runner is Deshaun Kersey Jr., who is the leading thief in the league. 39 steals. Just got past Esturi Ruiz of San Antonio. Pitch outside for a ball. Up and away, one ball, one strike. Ruiz has been gone almost 2 months and led the league in steals until just a few days ago. Man, he was swiping everything. Was Ruiz got a promotion to AAA for his outstanding start in San Antonio. Runner goes, 1-1 pitch, swung and missed, no throw, and that is 40 stolen bases. Well, that's a tremendous milestone within this series, and in this season, I should say. Boy, that's got to look good on the stat sheet. 40 stolen bases on the year for Kersey Jr., and he's been caught only 6 times. So it's 1-2 on the swinging strike to Will Holland. Runner in scoring position, 2 men down. Holland waits from the right side, crowds the plate a little bit, and takes outside for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Will at 238. Playing in his 27th game since joining the Wind Surge. Set by Criswell, looks out at second base. Kersey Jr. takes the lead, pitch swung on and bounced foul into the camera bay on the third base side, 2-2. Well, I mentioned Tulsa is leading Springfield. Springfield is threatening in the top of the fourth inning. Frisco, meantime, will not start for another 10 or 11 minutes as they play at Northwest Arkansas. Leading the division and leading the Hounds by 2. Pitch, a foul tip. Got down to the dirt. Count stays 2-2. So it's pretty much it's not a sure thing, I guess, until when the man say it ain't over till it's over, but we're going to have at least one more ball game at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, it would appear, here in 2022. Second half winners host the first of the best of 3. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Criswell set. 2-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go? I think he did. Yep, he went around, and the inning is over. That's 4 strikeouts for Jeff Criswell, the first time through the order. So no runs on the little swinging bunt base hit, and the 40th steal of the season for Deshaun Kersey Jr. Man, tip your cap. That young man, 40 thieveries. So we go to the bottom half of the second. Village Car Wash score the ball game. Wichita 2 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Wichita 2 and the Rockhounds nothing as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Bottom third of the Rockhounds order. Marty McKenna will lead it off. Hounds left fielder against Cody Funderburk. Left-hander out of Dallas Baptist. He's an Arizona native. Delivery, high strike to Marty, 0-1. Native of Mesa, Arizona. Again, college at Dallas Baptist. 15th rounder. Drafted in 2018 by the Twins. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Minnesota, the Major League affiliate of the Wind Surge. 1-1 pitch, a little tapper to third to his left. No ball, got under the glove, and the play going to be made nicely. It's short by Austin Martin. Boy, heads-up play there. Ball got under the glove of Severino, but moving to his right, Austin Martin made a nice play in the across-the-diamond throw.
Center fielder, Michael Goldberg.
So bounce out as McKenna bounces out to Austin Martin. Austin opened the year in the Baseball America rankings as the number one prospect in the Twins organization. He's struggled a bit on the year. Fastball strike to Michael Goldberg, 0-1. And defense is one of the things that maybe there are some questions about, but that was a really nice play, very athletic play, and he is an extremely good athlete. Little looper off the bat of Michael Goldberg. Foul ball, right side out of play, quick 0-2 count. Boy, and right now, compounding anything on the left side of the infield. Martin is standing basically right on the edge of the shadow. Third baseman Severino in the shadows now. If he has to move back at all, he'll look right into the sun. Pitch down and in. Boy, that got Michael on the foot. Boy, that doesn't feel good now. And when he steps out of bed tomorrow, he's probably going to remember, oh, my, gravity works. And got him right in the foot. So hit batsman Michael Goldberg reaches first base. Here's Chase Calabui. Right fielder batting 310. Severino cheats in now to the edge of the grass at third base. Austin Martin shades well up the middle. It's short, but where you can see that sun, you got to peer down under the roof of the stadium a bit. A swing and a miss at the first pitch by Calabui. It's 0-1. And he's got the sunglasses, does Martin. He's got them up over the brim of the cap. You can see the lenses catching the rays of the sun. Stretch and pitch, and that is a little bit up and away for a ball. Just glanced out into left field where left fielder Anthony Prado as well having to shield his eyes on each pitch. Shading well around toward the corner. And toward the line is Prado. The big gap in left center for Calabui. One on, one out, the 1-1 pitch, and he bounces that one foul over into and out of the camera bay and kicks into the stands. Oh, the young man's going to get himself a souvenir with little, if any, hassle. Got yourself a baseball. One ball, two strikes. Top of the order, Max Schumann waiting on deck. 2-0 Wichita. We're in the bottom of the second. Toss over to first base by Funderburk. Boy, and Cody has got a head of hair, man. I mean, he really does. I played music for a living in the 1970s. That seems like last month to me, but it wasn't, was it? It was a while ago. So I know a little something about hair. Here's the 1-2, a swing and a foul back. And, man, I mean, Cody's got it working. That is a mane. He'd fit right in the band. Cody, big left-hander. He goes in at 6'4", about 230 pounds. He's 25 years of age. One ball and two strikes to Calabui. One on, one man down, and ball hit foul wide at third base. So the count stays 1-2. mentioned, Cody does not quite have enough innings to qualify among the league leaders, and that's something that I'm not sure doesn't need to be adjusted a little bit. Innings required to qualify among the percentage league leaders based on really kind of a little bit outdated in terms of how much pitchers are used. And here's a swing and a miss. Boy, a breaking pitch really fooled him. Chase Calabrese doesn't get fooled that often. It's only his 54th strikeout in well in excess of 400 plate appearances, but he really chased that. Same pitch that Cody got Tyler Soderstrom to chase at a little bit earlier. Tyler eventually drew a walk, but he threw him that pitch, and he chased it as well. So one on and two men down, and here's Max Schumann, bounced out sharply to third his first time, and he takes a strike down the middle. It's 0-1. Again, that 3.04 ERA would be second, just ahead of his teammate, guy we're going to talk about later on our road to the show, Louis Barland. Swing and a miss, went again off-speed pitch, and that fooled Max. It's quickly 0-2. His opponent average would be second in the league, and his whip would be fourth. And again, in terms of Funderburk not qualifying, that's just a matter of a very small number of innings. So he really is one of the top guys in the league. Taylor Dollard of Arkansas leads the pitching league and leads the league in pitching in about every category. Pitch drops down low, 1-2. Saw Taylor Dollard twice over the last month or so. His ERA lately has ballooned. He's all the way up to 2.27. His whip is still under one. My goodness, what a year he's having. The pitcher on the way, up and away. Runner goes, throw, got a chance, slapped the tag, got him. Boy, Michael Goldberg out on a quick catch and tag by Julianne at second base. Caught stealing, goes 2-4. The Rockhounds trying to get something going. Bobby trying to maybe jumpstart things a little bit here, but Michael Goldberg thrown out. That is the catcher, Jair Camargo, with the throw. So we have played a couple. And a two-run home run early into that short porch. That's the difference in this game. Village Car Wash score, a wind surge on top, 2-0.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Top half of the third inning, the Wind Surge and the Rockhounds. Wind Surge have been a really, really a nemesis for the Hounds in the brief time that they have been in the Texas League. Started play a year ago. The teams have met in three six-game series, and Wichita is 14-4 against the Rockhounds. Austin Martin leads it off the top of the order, right-handed hitter. Another guy with great speed, 33 steals for Austin. Swings at the first pitch, line drive center field. Goldberg coming on, kind of a soft liner, and Michael makes the play. One pitch, one swing. And for the second time in this game, Martin flying out to Goldberg. The last one went all the way to the track. This one in straightaway center, not deep. So one up, one down, and here is Edward Julianne. Julianne, a high strikeout number. He has 119 strikeouts, but he's also walked 95 times. His 19 homers, 64 driven in. He'll steal a base or two. Takes a called strike 0-1 of the knees. And his prospect status has taken pretty good leaps, depending, of course, on which service you look at. Here's the 0-1 stretch and pitch. That'll get there inside corner from Criswell, 0-2. Julianne lined a single up the middle his first time up. Swung at the first pitch, hit the line drive into center, and two batters later, Junior Severino found the right field bullpen for a two-run homer, and that's where we stand, a 2-0 game. 0-2 pitch. Boy, just missed in. Criswell with a fastball at 93 that just missed the inside edge. You know, one ball and two strikes the count. They're moving along in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here's the 1-2, and that's punched foul. One ball and two strikes. The word inevitable would jump to mind, but again, either a Springfield loss or a Wichita win at any time this week will give the Wind Surge the title. It's 1-0 Tulsa, top of the fifth at One Oak Field in Tulsa. Backdoor pitch, got it. Called third strike. Julianne not happy, I don't think, with the call. That ball was one of those just kind of wrapped itself right on that outside corner. That's five strikeouts on the first 11 batters for Jeff Criswell. Jair Camargo is the catcher. He struck out looking his first time, right-handed hitter. Hounds playing the pull on the left side of the infield. Camargo swings and misses. Boy, he chased one way down and away. No balls and a strike. One arm swing at a pitch that wound up on the edge of the left-hand batter's box. Criswell, big, deep breath, 0-1 the count. Delivery swung on and missed. Boy, breaking ball away again, 0-2. Camargo hitting .253, has a little power. He has 11 home runs and 31 driven in, and he's played in just 42 games. So good power numbers relative to number of games played for sure. 0-2 count. Criswell into the motion. Right-hander delivers. Swing and a boy foul tip. Nope, he's out on strikes. Have to throw the first. But the strikeout and the 2-3 put out. So six strikeouts for Jeff Criswell. And that is a 1-2-3 inning for the first time in this ballgame. So we go to the bottom half of inning number three. We're at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the Wind Surge and the Habs will play through Sunday afternoon. And looks like one team's going to keep on playing. We'll see about the Rockhounds. After 2.5, Village Car Wash score. Wind Surge on top, 2-0.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia this evening with a focus on home runs and kind of unusual home runs. The tip of the cap to Mike Trout, who is looking for home runs in 8 consecutive games. The Angels playing at Cleveland. I need to double check that. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? My goodness, he's missed some time this year. As Trout comes back and has homered now in 7 consecutive games, just one shy of the all-time major league record of 8. So we go to the bottom of the third, top of the order, Max Schumann. He was at the plate when Michael Goldberg was caught trying to steal a base. First pitch from the left-hander, Funderburk, is up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Max at .292. Slowed down a little bit since brief trip up to AAA. Takes a called strike. It's one ball and one strike. Was with Las Vegas July 12th through the 29th. Hit just .143, so that first time at the AAA level didn't go the way he'd like. Max will certainly get another shot at that. Takes up high for a ball, 2-1. But for whatever the reason, since his return to the Hounds, he is hitting just .121, and that is really unusual for Max at this level. Just 4-for-34 since coming back. Swings on a line to shot right at shortstop. Austin Martin gloves that. Medium range line drive, one man down in the third inning. And Zach Geloff, the batter. Zach hit it sharply, and it deflected off the glove of Junior Severino, the third baseman. I think certainly the son may have had something to do with that and the fact that it was a hard hit ball. So Zach with a base hit his first time. And a good series at Corpus Christi. Takes outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Ups and downs, of course. Mini slumps and full-time slumps and anywhere in between. All part of the game and all part of the season. Little looper into shallow right. That's a base hit. Little duck snort into right field for Zach Geloff. You know, he's 2-for-2. Zach was 6-for-20 in the Corpus Christi series, so he's 8 for his last 22 right now. That's getting back on track. He's last 21 games, he's under 200, and that's way out of character for an outstanding prospect. Third base hit of the game, Zach has a couple. First pitch swing, Kyle McCann, fly ball to center. And drifting over plenty of time and room, and Kersey Jr. will make that catch. So Kyle got a pitch he liked, but flies out to center field. So quickly, two men down on the first pitch from a swing that isn't a fly ball to center field. Two away for J.J. Schwarz. A little flare that dropped for a base hit. First time around. It'll sound like hometowning, and it's really not. If you're familiar with this ballpark, you know what I mean. Jeff Criswell has pitched a lot better than a 2-0 deficit would tell you. He struck out 5 batters in the ball game. I'm cheating him. He struck out 6. Here's a called strike to J.J. It's 0-1. And Funderburk has given up 3 base hits, but one an infield single and 2 just little flares. So picking up where he's left off the entire season. Here's a line drive center field. That's going to sink and drop base hit. Geloff will hold it. Second, the ball is bobbled. Misplayed by Kersey Jr. That'll be a hit compounded by an error, and it'll be second and third with 2 men down. Well, Kersey just absolutely bobbled that ball. So J.J. 2-for-2 in the game, and that was more of a line shot. Hounds have 4 base hits, 2 each for Geloff and Kersey. Geloff and Schwarz, and then Kersey misplaying the ball. So Zach Geloff was going to stop at second base. He comes around to third. Hounds have their fourth base hit. So the tying runs in scoring position, and Tyler Soderstrom is the batter. Left-handed hitter facing the left-hander, Funderburk. Good breaking pitch. Got there for a called strike, 0-1. So bottom of the third inning. Rockhounds for the second time in this game have a threat going in. The base is loaded in the first inning. Pitch to Tyler. Outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Second and third here. 2 men down. Tyler will walk his first time up, hitting 272 at AA. Takes down and away for a ball, 2-1. Logan Davidson on deck. Mentioned Tyler playing in his 31st game now since coming up from Advanced A Lansing. Joined the Hounds on August the 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Left-handed hitter waits. Lefty-lefty matchup. Thunderbird's pitch is foul. Whoo! Into the wind surge dugout. He's got right over the railing. That'll scatter a guy or two. 2 balls, 2 strikes to the Hounds first baseman. 2-0 Wichita. Shadow stretching out now. Left field is a really, really nasty sunfield right now. 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Didn't mean to. Roller to third. Handled by Severino. Throw is in time for the out. When, excuse me, swing, and when you are as good a hitter as Tyler Soderstrom is, that's got to drive you crazy. But for Funderburk, that's a good pitch. Really had him fooled, and gets the bounce out to third base. So the base hit compounded by the error does no damage, and we have played 3. Give you a quick game summary upcoming. 3 in the books. Village Car Wash score. Wichita on top, 2-0.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Error broadcaster. Yeah, very good, Bob. Just hit the wrong button going to that commercial break. Hey, we love everybody on our Rockhounds radio family. We'll go to the top half of the fourth inning. We have played three. Windsurge have two runs on three hits and an error, 2-3-1. The Rockhounds, no runs, four hits, no errors, 0-4-0. Sharpest swing of the bat really in the ball game was that single by Edward Julian, which set the table for Junior Severino, who steps to the plate here. Left-handed hitter got one into that short porch in right field, a two-run home run in the first inning for Junior, his seventh with a wind surge. Takes down low for a ball, switch hitter. He'll be followed by Alex Isola and Seth Gray here in the fourth inning. 2-0 to score on that two-run home run. And a glance at that Springfield score for you in a moment as well. And Frisco is just underway now, Northwest Arkansas. Pitch to the outside edge, just wide, two balls, no strikes. Well, the Tulsa Drillers have scored three times in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it is now Tulsa 4 and Springfield nothing. 2-0 pitch, that'll get there. Off-speed delivery, 2-1 goes the count now to Severino. So the wind surge may get a little help from Tulsa. Not that they really need it, but might take care of business right out of the box. Backdoor pitch. Boy, that just missed. Three balls, one strike. It's only the third time so far that Criswell has gone to a two-ball count. And in this case, it's 3-1. And that's the first time. Swinging a foul straight back, 3-2. He has been throwing strikes, and Wichita has been pretty aggressive at the plate. Jeff has struck out two batters in each of the first three innings of this game. Baseball retrieved now from right field, and now get back to business. Chase Calabrese back into position in right field. Three balls, two strikes. Pitched by Criswell, and that ball is hit high in the air to center field. That ball is really hit hard. That is high and deep, and that is going to do some damage, and that is gone, and that is no short porch home run. That ball was crushed. That goes out at about 400 feet. It's 410 to straightaway center. The ball went out just to the right of the batter's eye, and, I mean, that ball was blasted. So Severino has two home runs. One of them is basically a routine fly ball. This one is anything but. Boy, got a 3-2 pitch, and he flat drove it. So it's 3-0, all three runs off the bat. The Windsurge third baseman, Junior Severino. Here's Alex Isola. He tries to follow suit, swings and misses 0-1. And that's the tall wall out there in deep right center field. Well, that got up and gone. Pitch from Criswell, sharply hit the foul, well wide of third base. Count goes 0-2, no balls, two strikes. So 4-0 our score, 3-0 here. It's 4-0 Tulsa leading Springfield. So for the Wichita wind surge, the wait, it appears, will perhaps anyway not be a long one at all. Swing and a miss, elevated the fastball, and Isola swings right through it.
Strikeout,
Jeff Criswell, seven strikeouts in this game. Given up four base hits, two of them sharply hit. But the wind surge have sure made him count, especially Mr. Severino. So it's one out with nobody on base. Seth Gray, first baseman, bounced out first base to pitcher his first time. Takes on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Hounds in the wind surge tomorrow evening at 6:30. Half-price hot dogs is always on Wednesday, and a couple of other special events going on tomorrow. Here's the 0-1 pitch, just off the corner, 1-1. We'll bark in the park tomorrow. All hounds are welcome, rock hounds and otherwise. And, speaking of hounds, Rocky bobbleheads. Rocky rock hound bobbleheads, first 1,000 fans. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted high in the air, center field. Michael Goldberg drifting, ball going into left center, but not deep, right on the edge of sunlight and shadow to make the catch. High fly ball to center field, two men down, and here's Anthony Prado, strikeout victim his first time up. Wind surge left fielder. Thursday evening will start at 7 o'clock, as always, and that will be the final go-round for Thirsty Thursday here in 2022. I can feel the sadness already. Prado waits, takes down and in for ball one, one ball, no strikes. Friday night, boy, what a great final Friday. Cap night on Friday. Boy, this place will be jumping. They have high school football going on. I think college football on Saturday at this sports complex as well. Place is going to be jumping big time. 1-0 pitch way outside for a ball. 2-0 to Prado. Right-handed hitter is Anthony at 299. Saturday night, fireworks last time around, and we'll wrap this up with Family Sunday. Fan Appreciation Day, 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air, shallow right center. Goldberg and Calabuig, and it's Michael who will make the catch. So, with the exception of Junior Severino, this ball game has been a lot of goose eggs, but thanks to Severino's second home run, and boy, this one, the genuine article. The wind surge have expanded the lead, so we will go to the last of the fourth inning. Speaking of home runs, we will tell you a little something about two of the best hitters ever. In fact, boy, yeah, without question, I think two of the top five ever. And the art of the home run coming up. Village Car Wash score to the bottom of the fourth. Wichita 3, Rockhounds nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate bill-based tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cody Funderburk going back to the mound for the bottom half of the fourth inning, and he will face Logan Davidson, Marty Bikina, and Michael Goldberg for the Rockhounds. Junior Severino has a couple of home runs in this ballgame. Boy, that last one was tattooed. Logan will lead it off. The art of the home run. Two of the greatest hitters ever. I rate Ted Williams, just personal opinion, just opinion, as the greatest hitter ever. He made it a science whale before that was... Well, both guys really did. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0, way before iPads and any of that good kind of stuff. Ty Cobb was a guy who made hitting a science, and Ted Williams did as well. Ground ball sharply hit at third. Severino backhands it, throw to first, got him. Junior's been busy at third base and busy at the dish. One down here in the fourth. There's Ted Williams had the book, then he wrote the book, The Science of Hitting. Well, Ted Williams on this date, way, way, way back, 1946. We talk about the shift now, and of course that's a topic of much discussion, whether or not it should be banned. Good pitch to Marty Bikina, off speed, gets there for a strike. Ted Williams is basically the first hitter, at least in general, against whom a shift was employed. Here's a swing and a fly ball to center field. Glasses glistening for Deshaun Kersey Jr., and he's got it for the out. Two men down. But in 1946, the shift was basically only for Ted Williams. A manager named Lou Boudreau was given credit for the Ted Williams shift, and he certainly did employ it against Ted. Well, Ted Williams, with the shift alignment, the left fielder for the Cleveland Indians was playing very shallow. And Ted Williams just ripped the ball over the Left fielder's head. Called strike to Michael Goldberg. Michael hit by a pitch and caught stealing his first time. And I'm guessing that was at Cleveland. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's up high for a ball because the old Memorial Stadium in Cleveland was a cavernous ballpark. Williams hit the ball over the head of the left fielder, and by the time the left fielder got it and tracked it down, Ted Williams had come all around the bases. Inside out, swing and a line drive, base hit to right field for Michael Goldberg. Michael on base for the second time in the game. So Rock has one man on and two men down.
Right fielder,
a good swing of the bat. Went opposite way, punched it, solid line drive into right center field. Fifth hit for the Rockhounds, one on and two out for Chase Calabrese. Struck out his first time. Well, that was an inside-the-park home run. Ted Williams, guy with some power, that was the only inside-the-park home run of his career. Chase takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. And the great Ted Williams, last guy to hit 400. I'm still one that thinks batting average means something. Breaking pitch sweeps down and away. This time, Chase lays off that pitch. Wunderburk has gotten both, I think it was Tyler, yeah, it was Tyler Soderstrom and Chase Calabrese each to really go after that breaking pitch down and away, but Chase laid off this time. One ball, one strike. One on, two down. Pitch from Punderberg, and this time he swings, and this is fastball away. So they didn't chase the breaking ball, but a fastball he did, and it's 1-2. Wichita 3, Hounds nothing. Thunderbird looking to end the inning. Pitch drops to the dirt. Good block by Camargo. We'll see if Chase extends the inning. If not, on the other side of a break, tell you about Ty Cobb. Certainly one of the great hitters of all time. Still second all time, of course, in total hits. And he had a really, statistically, for a couple of different reasons, just a remarkable season way back. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch away for ball three. A little snap throw to first base by Camargo. Not in time. So full count out of Chase. So Michael Goldberg will be off with a pitch. 3-2 count. Two out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Thunderbird set. Lefty-lefty matchup. 3-2. And he got him back up pitch. And Chase knew it. Boy, you could see that coming. Just something about a breaking pitch from time to time. Just right off the fingertips. And that snapped over the inside edge, and Chase comes up empty. So we have played four. Momentum Bank Ballpark is where we come to you for this final homestand of 2022. Village Car Wash through four. Our score of the game, Wichita 3 and the Rockhounds nothing.
HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grill to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
In the top of the fifth, Deshaun Kersey Jr. will lead it off, then Will Holland, and back at the top of the order for Austin Martin. Couple of notes on the scoreboard. Springfield has scored, but still trail due to the Cardinals at Tulsa, 4-1. They're in the top of the sixth inning. And it's almost cruel and unusual punishment. Northwest Arkansas leads Frisco, 2-0, top of the second inning at Springdale, Arkansas. Deshaun Kersey Jr., left-handed hitting center fielder, first pitch by Criswell, breaking ball just off the outside edge, 1-0. Well, on this date, 1909, Ty Cobb, and this will sound like nothing at all, but it's kind of cool. 0-1 pitch, just up and away ball to Ty Cobb, hit his ninth home run of the year. Okay. Now, that was getting toward the end of the season in the big leagues back then. Way back 1909 with the Detroit Tigers, the Georgia Peach, Ty Cobb. With no pitch, Shaw swing and a miss. Kersey talking to himself. Well, each pitcher has had the opposition, I mean, swinging at the breeze from time to time in this game. A stretch and a 1-2. And that is a call. It's actually, scoreboard said 1-2. That was a 2-1 pitch. It's now two balls, two strikes. So it is 2-2. Field entirely in shadows with the exception of a little streak of sunlight in deep center field. Pitch, a swing and a miss, and he got him. Boy, Jeff Criswell. Boy, he's had a nemesis in Junior Severino. That is his eighth strikeout. And he is just now getting two times through the order. And here is Will Holland. He struck out his first time up. Well, Ty Cobb's home run on this date was an inside the park home run. Mentioned Ted Williams, the only one of his career on this date. Years later, of course, swing and a miss. And again, breaking pitch. And Holland just swinging at the breeze. And that's no knock on Will. Again, both pitchers have really... that guy's off balance, at least in part. Severino, the obvious exception to that. Here's the 0-1 stretch. Pitching away by Criswell. Ground ball to shortstop. Max Schumann makes that play. Sets up, throws, and got him. Two men down. Well, the Ty Cobb inside the park home run was his ninth home run of the season in 1909. Now, here's what's unusual about it. All nine of Cobb's home runs in 1909, all nine were inside the park home runs. That to me is stunning. And of course, ballparks were built a little differently back then and shaped differently and everything from park to park. Back up pitch misses down and into Austin Martin. But nine home runs in the season for Ty Cobb, 1909, all inside the park home runs. And he led the American League in home runs with nine. That's strange. Different time, space, and dimension. Pitch, backups over the inside corner for a called strike in the count 1-1. Martin has been up twice. He has flown out twice to center field. Man, baseball a little bit different back then, wasn't it? A great hitter. There's a line drive foul, left field side. Count 1-2 now. Bases empty, two down, top of the fifth. Wind surge lead 3-0. The Ty Cobb, all nine home runs in 1909 were inside the park home runs, and that gave him the home run title. Really, until Babe Ruth came around, it was home runs weren't that prolific at all, as they are now, of course, 1-2 way down and away and back to the screen, and this time the batter does not chase. So 2-2 to Martin. Edward Julien waiting on deck. A little bit of cloudiness around us. The field now entirely in shadows. A little bit of breeze. 2-2 pitch. Backs up high and tight. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes. It's only the second time in this game that Jeff Criswell has had a count of three balls. Full count. 3-2 pitch. Martin rips one foul wide of the coaching box at third base. Count 3-2 a second time. And on that previous 3-2, that was the ball that Junior Severino drove out of here just off the right side of the batter's eye in center field, a ball that carried well more than 400 feet. 3-2, second time, Martin waits from the right side. 3-2, tap back, up the middle, second baseman charging, good play by Geloff, throws across the body and got him. Really nice play. Austin Martin runs really well. He has 33 steals on the season, so no margin for error. Nice play by Zach. The inside of the bag at second throws back across his body. The inning is over. So we are midway through our ball game. A pair of home runs from Junior Severino. The difference in this ball game, and we are in the middle of the fifth inning, makes us halfway through this series opener. Village Car Wash score the ball game. Wichita 3 and the Rock counts nothing.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Search, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, but not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event.
Just move on up.
Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Just move on up.
Last half of the fifth inning, Rockhounds send the top of the order to the dish. Max Schumann will lead it off. Zach Gelof and Kyle McCann to follow. Wichita leads it by a score of 3-0. Max in this ball game 0-for-2. He's bounced out sharply to third base and lined out to shortstop, so 0-for-2. Right-handed hitter with good speed, of course. 292 average coming into this ball game. Well, in this last week of the season, Max would sure like to get it going again. Swing sends a ball into shallow left, but drifting over with room and making the catch is Prado. One pitch, one swing, and a soft kind of line drive, half liner, half fly ball to left field. One man down in the fifth inning. We heard from Astound Broadband just a couple of moments ago. Astound Communications and Astound Broadband road to the show coming up. Tell you about a former Wichita Wind Surge member who. Well, he just had a magical, I thought anyway, major league debut. A little last week, called strike to Zach Gelof. It's 0-1. Gelof, right-handed hitter, and boy, the wind surge, that left side of that defense really playing him to pull. The delivery goes way outside for a ball. That one got away. Fastball slipping out of Thunderberg's hand. Zach, two base hits, infield single, and a little flare that dropped in right field. 1-1 pitch, fouls that one straight back to the screen, 1-2. Austin Martin now will reposition a little bit, but early in that at bat, he was really shading toward third base. Severino, meantime, still about halfway between normal third base position and a no-doubles defense. He is really shading the line. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And on a breaking ball, Zach is out on strikes for the first time in this game. So two up, two down for Funderburk. That's his fourth strike out of the game. And here's Kyle McCann. Called out on strikes in the first inning. Sent a fly ball to center field in the third. And until I actually put it into verbiage, pitch down the way for a ball a couple of moments ago. You know, you're looking at magic numbers and this and that. And final homestand and the last week of the season for these guys, if you get some bonus baseball, that's great. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed 1-1. But, man, it's down to six games and counting. And of course, if you're on a tear right now, you'd like the season to just continue. If you're struggling, you want to get out of that before you have to pack up the bags. Kyle would be in that category. Swings and misses, chased one away. It's 1-2. Strikeouts have really been mounting of late. 16, now 17 games. Here's a ball hit in the air to right center field, and that ball will be tracked down by Holland. And so the inning will come to an end. Fly ball into right center field. The Kyle is retired. Boy, that ball jumped off the bat, and I lost it for a moment. But Holland had it all the way, and he tucks it away. So, boy, these two guys really, really pitching well. I mean, no disrespect when I say this could easily be a 1-0 ball game. Jeff Criswell's evening, I believe, is over. Rockhounds will go to the bullpen, and we will go to the top half of the sixth inning. After five completed, Momentum Bank Ballpark, Village Car Wash, score of our game, the Wichita Wind Surge 3 and the Rockhounds nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
We have played five at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Wichita Wind Surge. One of my favorite lines from the movie Fletch. Long, 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 long time ago. The Wind Surge may not own the Rockhounds, but as Fletch would say, they have a lease with an option to buy. Wichita 3, Rockhounds nothing. Wind Surge 3 runs, 4 hits and an error, 3, 4, and 1. The Rockhounds no runs, 5 hits, no errors, 0, 5, and 0. All three runs off the bat of Junior Severino, who will come back up in this inning, by the way, having homered in each of his first two. The first one, again, just a, no offense intended, just a routine fly ball that got out to right field, which is part of this ballpark's nature. And the other one, my goodness, did he hit it. Swing, the first pitch delivery off Matt Milburn is sent right back up the middle, and Edward Julien is now 2-for-3. Julien will run a little bit, doesn't have a great percentage. He's 17 out of 24 in the base paths, but he's got 17 fever, so he can run. And that'll bring up Jair Camargo. So make that five base hits now for each ball club. Severino, two-run home run at the top of the first, and that blast leading off the top of the fourth. Breaking pitch by Milburn up the outside corner to Camargo, who has struck out twice in this game. Jeff Criswell pitched really better than the numbers would suggest. Five innings, four hits, three runs all earned, no walks, eight strikeouts. The one pitch skips to the dish, backhanded by Kyle McCann. One ball, one strike. Gave up the two home runs. One of those was just nature of the yard, and the other one, my goodness, a swing and a miss. Boy, Camargo chased that one. He's quickly down to the count now. The count is one ball, two strikes, right in a right-handed hitting catcher. Camargo at 253 on the season. One on and nobody down. Julien takes the lead, throw to first. When that throws over, he usually means business. So one and two the count with a leadoff man on base here in the top of the sixth inning. And for the Wind Surge, closing in on the North Division title. Well, bouncer, that'll go foul up the third base side over toward the dugout. One ball and two strikes the count. The other side of that coin, the Rockhounds are two games behind Frisco. From the Rough Riders' perspective, magic number is five. And that would win it outright. The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Boy, Camargo has had a tough night at the plate. He has struck out all three times, and he's chased some pitching. That's the ninth strikeout. And, in fact, Frisco wins the tiebreaker, and you know what? My magic number of five might be one too many. I'll do a little math on that here. Breaks, we just figured out today the tiebreaking system is interesting because the Hounds and Frisco split 18 games this year. Swing and a line drive right field. It'll sink and drop for a base hit. On a couple of hops, Calabrigo will make the play, but easily coming to third base with his good speed is Julien. Boy, Severino is just absolutely on fire. 3-for-3, the two-run home run in the first, and then a pair of line drives, one that got out of here, which was just ball just ripped to center field, and now he sends a sharp base hit to right field. Junior Severino, 3-for-3, first and third of the runners, with one man down here in the sixth. Springfield now leads Tulsa 6-4. Pitch down the middle, one ball and no balls and one strike to Alex Isola. He is the designated hitter. A couple of strikeouts in this ballgame. But Wichita needs no help at all. Their magic number is 1, and they lead this game 3-0. A chance to do more, and a pitch to the dirt is blocked by Kyle McCann. Saved a run, did Kyle. 1-1. In the South Division, the Rockhounds and Frisco split their 18 games 9 apiece. The second tiebreak is interesting, and it's a new invention, I guess, a new tiebreaking method. 1-1 pitch, down and away for a ball. It would be winning percentage over the final 20 games of the season. Now you're saying, well, there are still 6 games to go. Yes, but if the teams finish tied, I should have done the math, and my boss Monty Hoppel did. Somebody did. Here's the pitch, swung on, ground ball left, shortstop, second base for 1. The turn, the pivot, the throw, and on to first base for the double play. One of the pitcher's best friend arrives as the Rockhounds get out of the inning with a 6-4-3. Couple of base hits for the wind surge. No runs on 2 hits. No errors, and after the double play, 1 man left. So we go to the bottom half of inning number 6. Village Car Wash score will remain Wichita 3 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years. And burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a handcrafted egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now, the limited time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Last half of the sixth inning, Rockhounds trail this thing 3-0 is our score. J.J. Schwartz, Tyler Soderstrom, and Logan Davidson to face Tony Funderburk. Left-hander with the hair flying out of the back of that cap. Comes set, does the left-hander. J.J. is 2-for-2, a couple of singles. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Well, did the math, and you know what? I was visiting with Monty Hoppel, my boss, the general manager. Friend and boss, I might add, but we're talking about the tiebreaker. If the Rockhounds and Rough Riders finish tied, for that to happen, pitch up and in 2-0, then they've calculated the records, and Frisco would have a better winning percentage in the final 20 games of the half, and actually they would be tied through 20. Then you go back one more game, the last 21 games of the half. Pitch up and away, ball 3. It's an interesting tiebreak, and of course it gives you multiple. You're not going to run out of options. 3-0 pitch, and that's up and away, and J.J. draws a walk. Boy, he continues to get on base at such a wonderful clip. J.J. Schwartz has been on base in 43 of his last 46 games, hitting right about where he is for the season, .313. A little better than that now. But with an on-base percentage of .415 in his last 46 games coming in, or 45 games, and now he's 3-for-3 on base in this one. Here's Tyler Soderstrom. Takes up and in for a ball and an off-speed pitch. That, by the way, is the first walk of this game. There's been one-hit batsman. That was Michael Goldberg back in the second. Boy, guys are throwing strikes in this game. Pitch outside here, too. And, of course, I say that, and that's 6 balls in a row now to start the inning for Cody Funderburk and Camargo. The catcher, Jair, is going to go out and have a conversation. So if you finish tied and you finish tied in the first tiebreaker, which the Hounds and Rough Riders would, 9 games apiece, then you go back the last 20 games of the season and you compare winning percentage. If you're still tied, you go back 21 games. Still tied, go back 22 games, etc. And so it is really the third tiebreaker that Frisco owns. Winning percentage, should the teams finish in a tie, they would have the same winning percentage over the last 20 games, but back 21 games back, Frisco will win, Hounds a loss, and that's what would decide a tiebreak. So if you give Frisco the tiebreaker, that also takes one off the magic number, and it is four. I apologize for the incorrect arithmetic. Pitch up and in, 3-0. Activity now in the wind surge bullpen. Boy, all of a sudden, Funderburk has been spot on this basically the entire ballgame. All of a sudden, seven in a row, and now fires one down the middle for a strike, 3-1. Tyler Soderstrom has walked and bounced to third in two trips. Left-handed hitter at the plate. One on and nobody down. Pitch, and that'll just get there. Called strike at the knees, 3-2. Shortstop Austin Martin really shading up the middle for Tyler. Left side of that infield, there is a ton of room between third and short. 3-2, nope, down low, ball four. So first two walks of the game come back-to-back leading off the sixth inning, and here's Logan Davidson. Clearly, the magic number reduced by one simply by virtue of the tiebreaker. That's not good news for the Rockhounds. But I think in one regard anyway, it doesn't change a whole lot. You still need to, if things go ideally, would be to put some pressure on Frisco so that it isn't so much counting the magic number. It's just looking at the standings, swinging a foul straight back, 0-1 to Logan. Rockhounds are two games back, and that's enough. It's a little bit of a cushion for the Rough Riders, but if you cut that in half, if you get within a game, pressure mounts just a little bit. Rough Riders, of course, control their own destiny, no question about that. They have scored at Northwest Arkansas, so check those two games for you. Springfield scored six times in inning number six. They lead Tulsa 6-4. Game is in the top of the seventh. Pitch to Logan, and that will miss, one ball and one strike. And Northwest Arkansas and Frisco are in the bottom half of the third at Springdale. And it's the Naturals 2, the Rough Riders 1. But 3-0 here, Wichita. And of course, that's first things first. A little pop-up, shortstop Martin. He'll glove it about two steps onto the outfield grass. You know, Logan is 0-3 in this one, and here's Marty Bikina. And that may be it for Cody Funderburk. We get a visit to the mound here as Wichita manager, his second year, and yep, going to go to the bullpen as Ramon Borrego comes out. Funderburk pitches into the sixth inning of this ballgame. He will depart with two men on base. First and second are the runners with one man down here in the sixth. So Cody Funderburk goes 5 1/3 innings, gives up 5 base hits, no runs at this point, 2 walks both in this inning. He struck out 4 batters and hit one. And the wind surge would go to the bullpen in the last half of the sixth inning. So all of the possibilities and the tie breaks and this, that, and the other thing, unless the Rockhounds can find a way to change their fortune historically against the wind surge, it's not going to matter a whole bunch. Wichita won 4 out of 6 early this season. Teams met very early on in April, in fact, at a beautiful ballpark in Wichita, right on the site of the old ballpark, Lawrence Dumont Stadium, which I remember fondly. Boy, that new ballpark, Riverfront Stadium, is gorgeous. Great location right off downtown. Really terrific stuff. Steven Cruz was a top 30 prospect for the Minnesota Twins. Right-hander will come on to pitch. Inherits a runner at first and at second with one man down here in the sixth. Astound Broadband road to the show. Good time to do it as we get a pitching change here. And this is just a terrific story. Louis Varland, who opened the year with Wichita, is a very high prospect for the Twins, and he opened his major league career, got his debut last Wednesday. And whether you like him, you don't like him, you don't like him a whole bunch, But the New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium, I mean, you say Yankee Stadium, and, man, that's, I mean, that's baseball. That's pretty much one of the ultimate destinations, is it not? Louis Varland made his major league debut as part of a doubleheader last Wednesday at Yankee Stadium, and he pitched his backside off. He went 5 1/3, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits, and struck out 7 batters. A little more here as we get into this inning with 2 on, 1 man down, and Marty Bikina now to face the right-hander Stephen Cruz. Tying run to the plate in the 6th inning. Marty takes way up high, ball popped off the glove of Camargo, but he tracks it down. It's very cool because Louis Varland is a member of the Minnesota Twins, and he is a Minnesota native. So that makes it a little extra special. Really adds, of course, just a great side to the story in terms of Twins fans. But the Minnesota native, big league debut last Wednesday. Pitch just outside, ball 2-0. And he talked about, he said he was very nervous. I love that he said he could really feel his legs when he threw the first pitch. Means it was probably knees were quaking a little bit. 2 balls, no strikes, the count. Pitch by Cruz. That's down and got there. Called strike, just got there at knee high. Boy, perfect pitch as it turns out. 97 at the knees. Cruz, a guy who some feel profiles perhaps as a power reliever. Does have starting experience. Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike pitch, and that's pop foul. Boy, that again, 97. Well, he's one of those guys that doesn't look like he's trying all that hard to throw it that hard. Steven, big, tall right-hander, 6'3", 235 out of the Dominican Republic. Free agent signing by the Twins in 2017. 2-2 stretch, Cruz comes set. Pitch to Bikina, struck him out. Boy, 3 straight pitches at 97. That is just good old-fashioned country hardball. 2 on, 2 men down. Here's Michael Goldberg. He was hit by a pitch in the 2nd, singled in the 4th. Well, Louis Varland, and he said it was pretty cool. The first strikeout of Louis Varland's big league career, he got Aaron Judge, and they kept the baseball. Yeah, I guess you would. Michael Goldberg takes up and in for a ball 1-0. I think you'd keep it anyway. And by the way, Louis Varland, I don't know him, but he's a good guy, because you know who gets that baseball, the one he struck Aaron Judge out with? They took the ball out of play, sent it to his mom, Kim. 1-0 pitch, popped straight back and out of play, 1-1. Louis, you're a good man. His brother Gus, also a minor leaguer, a former A's prospect. In fact, might have seen Gus Varland here. And they pitched against one another a couple of times this season, did Gus and Louis Varland. Here's the 1-1. Boy, just got there, outside corner. That was 92. Really almost had slider motion to it, and at 92, got the knees on the outside edge. 1-2 to Goldberg. Boy, Cruz trying to just throw some cold water on this. A little looper into right field and coming on. And up, that ball's going to drop for a base hit. Going to send the runner home. Going to be a throw to the plate. Got a chance to tag and out at home plate. Well, Rockhounds trying to make something happen, but J.J. Schwarz was thrown out 9-2, and that one got there in plenty of time. Michael Goldberg with a base hit, a little flare to right field that dropped. Well, Bobby trying to get something going, and J.J. thrown out at the plate. Off-field assist for right fielder Will Holland, and so the inning is over, and we have played 6. Village Car Wash score will remain. The Wind Surge 3, the Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or NRE edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Seth Gray takes called strike on the outside edge. We start the top half of the seventh inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Matt Milburn facing the left-handed hitter. Swings at the 0-1. He sends a fly ball to left field. It'll carry, but not enough. Marty Bikina, boy, ball carries a bit all the way to the edge of the track. An inside-out swing by Seth Gray. And boy, you thought that was going to be a lazy fly ball. Wasn't that lazy at all. Had some energy to it and flew it out almost to the track in left field. Matt Milburn in his second inning of work. He got a double play turned behind him to end the sixth inning. Is Anthony Prado, right-handed hitting left fielder. Nobody on and one man down. Top of the seventh, 3-0 Windsurge. Also pronounced Windsurge in some parts of the country. Pitch misses down and away. One ball and no strikes from the right-hander. Not working very quickly. Delivery swung on. Fly ball left center field. Michael Goldberg got a good jump on that ball. He will track it down in left center for the out. There's one fan down there's enthusiasm. I like that enthusiasm down there. Give that guy a free ticket for tomorrow. I like it. Hey, come on, boys. Sounds like a hockey fan to me. Here's Sean Kersey Jr. He is 1-for-2 with a swinging bunt for a base hit and a strikeout. Left-handed hitter takes a strike of the knees. 0-1. No balls and a strike. And I mentioned that. Pitching very quickly here, working very quickly. Delivery swung on, ground ball, got a chance, galloped up, can't get there, base hit center field. Well, Deshaun Kersey Jr., he is already, you hear the fan that I like him. Now, of all things, we mention it and rather prominently because it's a tremendous accomplishment. He stole his 40th base of the season, did Deshaun his last time up. I forgot to write it on the card, so make that correction, fill that in. His 40th steal in 46 attempts. Pitch down low to Will Holland for ball one. Will has struck out and bounced to short. Windsurge on the strength of two home runs by Junior Severino, a two-run home run in the first into the bullpen, and a solo blast his second time up the center field, a big swing and a miss by Holland. He comes up empty, 1-1. Hounds have threatened a couple of times, had the bases loaded with two outs in the first inning, at second and third in the third inning, but have not been able to break through, trailing 3-0. And running out of baseball daylight time as Matt delivers down low ball two, running out of time both in this game and to try to stay in the pennant race with the Frisco Rough Riders. Meantime, Wichita is closing in, and one would assume they are going to wrap up the North second half. Pitch down and away for a ball now, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Windsurge have the best record in the league overall. They are 74-57. Finished a couple of games over 500 in the first half, and boy, they are 39-24 in the second. Pitch to the outside, half called strike, and the count goes full now. Matt Milburn to Will Holland. One on and two men down. Northwest Arkansas still leading Frisco 2-1, bottom half of the fourth inning. And Springfield still leading Tulsa 6-4, bottom of the seventh in Tulsa. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, punched in the center field, a base hit. Good piece of hitting right there by Holland. And going to wave the runner home. Now you're going to put on the stop sign, wondered about that. As fast as Deshaun is, ball one hit real deep in the center field. He kind of wanted it in Ramon. Well, they waved him at first, then put on the stop sign in plenty of time. Kersey Jr. comes all the way around to third base. Boy, he can really scoop. And Will Holland on the 3-2 pitch. It's a center field base hit.
So it's first and third. Boy, this becomes a big batter. It's Austin Martin. Austin, 241 is the batting average. He's out of Vanderbilt University. Still, by all accounts, a top 10 or 11 prospect for the Twins. Was number one on their list by some. There's a line drive into right field. Coming on is Calabrigan to make the catch. Boy, that ball was sharply hit, and Austin, well, I can't blame him. Austin just kind of hands down at his side and said, my goodness, what do you have to do to get a base hit? That was a line shot, but Calabrigan got a good read on it and tracked it down for the out. So no runs and a couple of base hits. Rockhounds still down by a hat trick. Seventh inning stretch. We've got some pretty cool non-Googleable trivia for you coming up. Village Car Wash scored the seventh inning stretch. Take me out to the ball game. Time. Wichita 3, Rockhounds nothing.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Seventh inning stretch, the start of this final homestand of the 2022 season here. Rockhounds in the Wichita Wind Surge, and Wichita leads it by the score of 3-0. Mike Trout, as you know, and I'll double check, I've not looked for today, but he had 7 home runs, 1 in each of his last 7 games. That is 1 shy of the Major League record. 7 home runs in 7 games. That's homers in 7 games in a row. In all of major and affiliated minor league baseball, only one other player has hit a home run in 6 consecutive games. Who is the only other player, other than Mike Trout, with home runs this season in 6 consecutive games? Well, it would have been cool if he'd come to the plate to lead off the inning because he's a Rockhound. Chase Calabrigue will lead it off. Sorry, Chase, you're not the answer. He's down in for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Chase, a very unusual ball game. He has struck out twice. He's 0 for 2. He's not a high strikeout guy at all. But left-hander Cody Funderburk got him twice. Now it's Stephen Cruz, hard-throwing right-hander. Delivers, and that ball, boy, runs low. It just doesn't look like he's throwing that hard. That was 98. 2 balls and no strikes. Kyle McCann hit home runs in 6 consecutive games. And until, 3 days ago, he had the longest streak in all of baseball. There's a bouncing ball left side. Base hit past a diving Austin Martin. Losing his cap, trying to get it. Cowboy going to come for 2. He slides and he's out. Well, you really like the heart and soul, but boy, not sure about the decision. And Prado, man, did he get after that. Anthony Prado lost his cap as he was flying after that ball. Base hit for Chase, but he's thrown out trying to extend it. So Rockhounds, boy, a couple of times here have maybe tried to force things a little bit. Cruz has given up 2 base hits to batters. He's only faced 3 batters, a strikeout and 2 base hits. Fires down and away, and that's ball 1 to Max Schumann, top of the order. Well, errors of, or I guess mental errors, if you want to call it that. It was just a case of aggression and trying to make something happen. Called strike to Schumann outside corner. 1 ball and 1 strike to count. Until just a few days ago, Kyle McCann had the longest stretch of games with a home run hit in all of baseball, at least Major League and affiliated minor league baseball. Pitch down and in, 2-1 to Max. Zach Geloff on deck. Kyle, in fact, has hit 3 home runs, or hit home runs in 3 consecutive games twice, and additionally a 6-game home run streak. 3 separate streaks of 3, 3, and 6. 2-1 pitch. Up high for a ball. 3-1 now from Cruz. And, you know, if it's a good hitting stat, and that's a great hitting stat, of course, and the only guy who is outdoing you in all of baseball is named Mike Trout, That's pretty good stuff. Non-Googleable trivia brought your way by Budweiser and Michelob Ultra. 3-1 to Max and a big swing and a miss. 90 miles an hour. Boy, again, down and away. That looked off speed. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody on and one man down. Base hit, but Chase Calabrese thrown out trying to extend it. And a called third strike as Schumann took one on the inside corner. Boy, back up pitch at about 88. Max thought it stayed a little up and in, but he's out on strikes. And well, that's two men down, so two hits and two whiffs for the prospect right-hander, Stephen Cruz. Baseball America lists him among the top 30 prospects in the Twins organization. Well, you see why with that velocity. My goodness, backup pitch misses just inside, this time to Zach Geloff. Zach is 2-for-3, couple of singles and a strikeout. The ball game in the last of the seventh, and the Wind Surge lead this thing. Score up 3-0. Boy, Junior Severino has been the story. Pitch down low and inside. Ball two, 2-0. Pair of home runs, driving in, that is, all three of the Wind Surge runs. By the way, speaking of home runs, Aaron Judge hit number 56. And then he ground ball sharply hit the one hop at shortstop. Martin is there and handles. Throws the first, Geloff out. Inning is over. Sharply hit ball, handled by Austin Martin. And it's no runs on a base hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. So we go to the top half of the eighth inning of play, and Wichita is in, I don't know about full control, but they lead it. Boy, they have been tough on the Rockhounds, and they are going right back there again. Village Car Wash score through 7, Wind Surge 3, the Rockhounds nothing.
In Texas, there's pea-size hail and baseball-size hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Through 7 innings of this ball game, Wichita with the lead. Rockhounds have 7 hits, the Wind Surge with 8. So Wichita has 3 runs, 8 base hits and an error, 3-8-1. The Rockhounds no runs on 7 hits, no errors, 0-7-0. And Edward Julian will lead it off. He is 2-for-3, a couple of singles and a strikeout. Left-handed hitter comes in at 297 entering the game. Takes a backdoor pitch for a called strike from Matt Milburn. Count is 0-1. Julian just having one of the better all-around offensive years of anybody in the Texas League. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike to count. Edward out of Quebec City, Quebec in Canada. 23 years of age, and again, good prospect for the Twins. Takes up high, ball two, 2 balls, 1 strike. Wind Surge second baseman will be followed by Jair Camargo. Boy, in the snidely whiplash of the piece, if you're the Rockhounds, Junior Severino. Pitch drops down low, 3-1 now. Julian, a single and a run scored in the first inning, single leading off the sixth and was stranded. 3-1 pitch. Sends that one foul into a now darkening night sky. Not quite all the way into night. Well, there's a huge bank of clouds way, way, way off in the distance. And during the sunset, the clouds were illuminated. Really impressive look. 3-2 pitch. Nope, down and in, ball four. Matt Potty had him. The pitch down and in, so Julianne is the base runner, and he's certainly a threat to go. That's the first walk for Rockhounds pitching in this game. Here's Jair Camargo, and he has just had a miserable night at the plate. He's 0 for 3, all on strikeouts. Delivery from Matta, that is ripped to short, and pitch, my goodness, by Schumann to second for one to first, and a wide throw with a double play. Boy, Max Schumann, what a pick. That ball was ripped. 6-4-3. Boy, that's just a lightning bolt. That is Diamondback Energy double play deluxe. 6-4-3. Went for Camargo. Jair. Man, I mean, he struck out three times and just had been nowhere near the baseball. He rips it, and it turns into a double play. Boy, baseball can be cruel. Here's a strike to Severino, and boy, he's been the guy. 3-for-3. Couple of home runs, a solo shot to center, and a routine fly ball that snuck out with a man on back in the first inning. Takes down low, 1-1. So, Junior, 3-for-3. Seventh and eighth home runs. 24 runs batted in. Doesn't sound like a high total. That's in 33 games. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch by Milburn. 1-2. So top of the eighth inning, and on the strength of those two Severino home runs, Wichita leading this game, closing in on the North Division title in the second half. Check swing. Did he go? Oh, he did it. And Severino is in disagreement, actually bouncing up and down a couple of times on that call, third strike. And it's so tough to know. There's such a wide variety on check swing calls, but that one goes Matt Milburn's way. Severino not happy, and not sure I can really blame him. No runs or hits, and on the terrific pick by Max Schumann, the 6-4-3 double play. Nobody left on base to the bottom of the eighth. Wichita going to go back into the bullpen here. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Village Car Wash score, Wind Surge on top, 3-0.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Right-hander Jordan Brink will come on to pitch for Wichita. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. And, boy, for the Rockhounds, of course, their fate is hanging in the balance, and you can't really afford to help Frisco with their magic number. But for Wichita, it's just two drastically different sides of the playoff coin. The Wind Surge are six outs away from clinching the North, and even if the Rockhounds come back in this game, Tulsa has now scored five in the bottom of the seventh, and they are actually now behind us. Our game started, I think a half hour after the Tulsa-Springfield game, but they are just going to the top of the eighth, so this one right now is in the lead, if you will. Here's Kyle McCann. Mentioned him in our trivia. Pitch up and away to Kyle, 0 for 3. He has struck out looking, flown out to deep center, and flown out to right center field. Mentioned the six home runs in six consecutive games earlier this season. Swinging a fly ball into a deep, darkening night sky out of play, 1-1. So at this point, if the scores don't change, it's simply a case of which game will make it official. This one or the Tulsa lead over Springfield, but Wichita is that close now to making it official. Second half of the North. Northwest Arkansas now leading 3-1. Check swing strike. Fool down in the zone was Kyle, count goes 1-2. It's now Northwest Arkansas 3, Frisco 1. Well, Frisco has 2 on and 1 out here at the top of the 5th. 1-2 pitch, bounce foul. Back through the on-deck area where J.J. Schwarz awaits. Tyler Soderstrom will be the third batter up in the inning. The Hounds trail this one 3-0. Again, to correct now that we have determined, and I didn't think the tiebreaker could be determined until we got to that point, but it's already been done, and the math makes perfect sense. Frisco does own the tiebreaker. The swing and a foul loop straight back, and that put a dent in the press box right far left. Now one ball and two. So look, I caught it in round in row two. Wow, off the carom, nicely done. Count a ball and two strikes to Kyle. He leaves it off here in the eighth inning. Pitch to McCann is down and in from Jordan Brink, and the count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 the count to the Rockhounds catcher. Jordan Brink is making just his third appearance with the Wind Surge. 2-2 pitch. That's fouled straight back. Do it again. 2-ball, 2-strike count. In his first two appearances, 2 1/3 innings, 2 base hits, no runs earned or otherwise, a walk and 3 strikeouts. This is Kyle McCann leading it off last of the eighth inning, 3-0 Wichita. Time now called. And do we have a pitch clock violation? So it's 3-2. You know, did not ask for time or didn't do it in proper order, so the pitch clock violation makes it 3-2 now. Full count to McCann. Kyle swings, bounces one. That's foul wide at first base. Juan Delaney will handle that nicely. And, well, Kyle, this is a 10-pitch at bat, although it'll only be the ninth pitch that he's thrown. Welcome to baseball in 2022. Full count, second time. McCann waits from the left side. Pitch by Brink, swung on and fouled back. Boy, man, Kyle had a rip. He stumbled across the plate after swinging at that one. So 5 2-strike foul balls for Kyle McCann. He and Jordan Brink are doing battle here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And they will do it yet again. Brink comes set. So does Kyle. Stretch, kick, and pitch. Down low, ball 4. Boy, did he coax that. 11 pitches, one of them actually not thrown, of course, because of a pitch clock violation, but that's a base on balls. So here's J.J. Schwarz. He has a couple of singles and a base on balls. He's on base all 3 times, 2-for-2. Facing Jordan Brink. Jordan out of Fresno, California. Signs a free agent by the Twins. Delivers down and in for a ball. Make it 1 ball, no strikes. Well, we have some very enthusiastic fans here. Not bad at all for a Tuesday evening. Thanks to our friends at Baskin-Robbins, by the way, 2-for-1 ticket night for Tuesdays throughout this season. Swinging a foul back, and the count goes 1 ball, 1 strike. Baskin-Robbins, that's a cool store, man, because any place puts a smile on your face as you think about it. That's a cool place, no pun intended. Now, thanks to Baskin-Robbins for 2-for-1 ticket night here in 2022. Pitch down and away, ball 2-1. J.J. will mop the brow. Jordan Brink climbing back up the mound. Base runner is Kyle McCann. Nobody out in the last of the eighth inning. 2-1 count to the right-handed hitter. J.J. the DH takes way up and in. That's ball 3. So 3-1. J.J. does have 62 strikeouts, but he also has walked 33 times coming in. He's added 1 to that total in this game. Classic upright stance, ready to go. 3-1 pitch, swings and a ground ball, third base in between hops. Severino's got to come to first. He will for the out. J.J. retired for the first time in this game. No chance to get the double play. So a runner in scoring position, but at the expense of an out, and that'll bring up Tyler Soderstrom. Well, Frisco has just scored three times in the top of the fifth inning, and boy, right now things are getting a little on the dire side for the Hounds, and things are creeping in on Champaign time for Wichita. Boy, two sides of the coin. Fastball down low from Brink. Boy, throws hard, 96 miles an hour, but down low, one ball, no strikes. And Northwest Arkansas has been a team that has scored some runs, but they've had a hard time keeping the opposition off the scoreboard. Not a lot of hits, actually, in that game. Only four for each team. 4-3 Frisco, and they go to the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 stretch. Pitch swung on and ripped into right center field. A base hit. Tyler Soderstrom going to drive in his 96th run of the year overall. Run scores 3-1, bottom of the eighth inning. Tyler with a base hit. Boy, he just ripped that. The horn operator apparently had checked out for a quick beverage. So Tyler Soderstrom, a base hit to right center. Boy, that was just a low line drive. So 3-1, and that's going to bring a visit to the mound. And this is kind of interesting. I would love to tell you which pitching coach this is, because Wichita employs two, Peter Larson and Dan Urbina, and whoever is on the mound is wearing a windbreaker instead of the jersey. So they're not telling you which. Logan Davidson will be the batter. Tyler Soderstrom with his 25th RBI for the Rockhounds. He had 70 with the single A, the advanced single A Lansing Lugnuts. And boy, he drives in that run with an, it was just an absolute laser. Ball really does jump off his bat. So Tyler is now the base runner, runner at first. One man down in the inning, and Logan Davidson, the batter, takes outside for a ball. He's batting from the left side, which in the course of his career has been stronger in terms of power. Tyler, by the way, I'm sorry, 71 RBIs with Lansing. Now the math will make sense. Bouncer foul. Count goes one ball, one strike. So 25 with the Rockhounds, 71 with Lansing, 96 runs batted in on the season for Tyler. And what, five games plus to go. Don't know that he'll play every day, but he'll have a chance at 100. My goodness, that terrific milestone. One ball, one strike. Pitch just up and away to Logan. Two balls, a strike to the Hounds' third baseman. Logan 0-for-3 in this game, coming off a very strong series in Corpus Christi. Left-handed hitter waits. The runner is Soderstrom. Pitch to Logan. That drops down low. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. Hounds on the board here in the eighth inning. Logan at the plate. Marty Bikina waiting on deck. Right-hander Jordan Brink from the belt. Three balls, one strike. Pitch to Logan. High fly ball. Left field. Carrying. High. Deep. To the corner. Leaping effort. And the catch made at the wall by Prado. Nope. They say, what? Ground rule W. Missed it. He did not get it. I thought he grabbed it. He did not. He made a leap. Boy, I'd love to get a second look at that. That's deep in that left field corner. That's going to be second and third with one man down. Forgive me on that. Boy, Prado made a leap. That ball then off the wall into the bullpen, so it's going to be second and third. Bobby Crosby is discussing this with our third base umpire, and that's Ben Engstrand. Boy, is in and out. Now they're going to discuss. Now, Prado, I thought Prado said he got it. Boy, we don't have a replay available, so let's see. Ramon Borrego is out, going to make a pitching change, so, and the umpires are discussing this. Boy, this is one time you really need a replay, and we do not have one. That is in that deep corner. We talk about it a lot. That's the deepest recess of left field. It's left field toward the line. where the bullpen fence meets the high outfield wall. Prado leaped to try to make the catch. So let's see where the umpires are going to put the base runners. Meanwhile, a pitching change is being made. So the wind surge going back to the bullpen. The batter will be Marty Bettina. Umpires are having a long discussion, so we'll see. So Bobby Crosby is talking with our third base umpire, still having a discussion.
Let's call the bullpen brought to you by Basin Electric.
Tyler Soderstrom, at this point, is standing at third base. And we'll check the new man on the mound for Wichita. Now Bobby, still a discussion going on. We'll see where the runner will be put. We'll check the new pitcher, who, of course, is not going to show me his uniform number. Thank you very much. Scoreboard still has one man out, which, let's see, is Logan going to go out to second base? So it's going to be second and third. When it's still a discussion going on. All this time, Bobby has been talking again with third base umpire Ben Engstrand. So it's second and third, one out. It is a double for Davidson, and Soderstrom going as far as third. So ground rule double, because that would limit him to third base. But the tying runs are on base, and there is one down in the inning. So ground rule double for Davidson. Backup pitch called strike to Marty Bettina. And a quick 0-1 count to the Rockhounds left fielder. Davidson at second. Soderstrom at third, tying runs. Pitch, check, swing, didn't mean to. Foul ball toward the first base dugout. So now that we know officially second and third, one man down. The new man on the mound is Cyrus Herman. Herman, right-hander. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and he got Marty on three pitches. Boy, Herman comes out of the bullpen and just a huge strikeout there. So second and third, two men down, and here's Michael Goldberg. Tyler Soderstrom is the runner at third base. Logan Davidson is on at second, and while he's not necessarily a base stealer type, he can run very well. And he is in scoring position after the ground rule double. Second and third, pitch on the way, swung on, popped up, right side. Hounds with another terrific opportunity, but it is by the boards. Boy, that got a little dicey on the pop-up, but Julian tucks it away. Terrific job by Herman out of the bullpen for Wichita as he comes in and gets two outs with a tying runs in scoring position. One run, two hits, no errors, two men left on base, both in scoring position. The Rockhounds trailed this game by two and have left 10 men on base in this ball game. So we have played eight. Boy, and it is all down to it. To the top of the ninth we go, and our Village Car Wash score this ball game now reads the Wichita Wind Surge 3 and the Rockhounds 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Rockhounds will go to the bullpen, and Austin Griggs will come on to pitch in the top of the ninth inning. And boy, his job is
not glamorous, but obviously important. Try to keep this a 3-1 ball game. Matt Milburn goes three innings. Got some really good defensive help behind him. Matt had two double plays turned behind him. So he goes three innings, does not give up a run, gave up four base hits, one walk and a couple of strikeouts, and had two base hits behind him. Well, what a job by Orsiris Hermann in the middle of all the, again, the question, the discussion over the ball hit off the wall in deep left field. And that is a rounded wall out there, so the ball can go a little sideways if it hits the wall, as that one did off the bat moments ago of Logan Davidson. Pitch a called strike to Alex Isola. The top of the ninth underway. Isola, Gray, and Prado. And a swing and a miss. And Austin gets ahead of the count here, 0-2. But Hermann comes in with the tying runs in scoring position and gets two batters with no damage done. Pitch down and away, one ball, two strikes. So we almost said Wranglers. I almost did. One ball, two strikes, a swing and a miss, and a four-pitch whiff for Austin Briggs as Isola is out on strikes. One down here in the ninth. It's 11 strikeouts for Rockhounds pitching. Eight of them by Jeff Criswell, who, again, really did pitch better than the three runs allowed. He gave up the two-run home run into the right field bullpen and then the 400-foot-plus blast, both by Junior Severino. Just swing and a miss. Seth Gray comes up with nothing but breeze for a strike. Cody Funderburk remains the pitcher of record for Wichita. Went 5 1/3. Pitch, high strike, inside edge, 0-2. Austin with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Well, I do believe Tulsa has just defeated Springfield. Pitch down and in, one ball, two strikes. Yeah, middle of the ninth, it's 9-7 Tulsa, and that's at Tulsa. So I don't know about middle of the ninth. That looks final to me, and Wichita is the North Division champ of the second half. We knew that was going to be the case. Dribbler up the line, handled by McCann. Throw to first for the out. So Seth Gray does what I used to do in Little League. He bounced out to the catcher. Yep, it is over. Tulsa has defeated Springfield and Wichita. And they might have done it on their own just minutes from now. But the Wichita Wind Search, congratulations. Again, best record in the league. Very, very well deserved on their way to the playoffs. Ramon Borrego, to you and your ball club, congratulations. Second half champs of the North Division. And of course, I don't know that they know that right now. Pitch down low to Anthony Prado. So whether they win or don't, they can celebrate, but probably nothing on the field unless you win this ball game. Pitch up and in for ball two, 2-0 from Austin Briggs. Left-hander facing Prado with bases empty, two down. Ball game in the top of the ninth in the Wind Search lead, 3-1. Pitch swung on, bounders a shortstop. Couple of hops to Max Schumann makes the play. The throw to first in a 1-2-3 inning for Austin Briggs. So he does his job. Keeps the Rockhounds within two, but only three outs. For the Rockhounds to work with, they need a couple of runs. We are bound for the bottom half of the ninth inning in our Village Car Wash. Score of this ball game will remain the Wichita Wind Surge 3 and the Rockhounds 1.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Another Minnesota Twins pitcher who is a reliever who is among the top 30 prospects for the Twins organization, Blaine Enloe,
is on to try to close the door here as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Boy, Osiris Herman wasn't out there long, but boy, did he impact this game. Came into the ballgame with runners at second and third, the tying runs in scoring position. Got a strikeout of Marty Pequena and a pop-out by Michael Goldberg. And Wichita maintains the 3-1 lead. So in the ninth, it'll be Chase Calabwig, Max Schumann, and Zach Geloff. And for the Rockhounds, of course, it's a whole different situation in terms of what this game means. Wind Surge probably don't even want to know the Springfield score. They are the North Division champs, but they'd like to just finish that off right here on their own. Chase Calabwig, first pitch. That's a high drive to left field. That ball is going to carry a little. That ball is going to carry a little more. And that caught for the out. My gosh, Prado did catch this one. That is twice he's gone against the wall to make a catch or attempt to. He narrowly missed, remember, in the last inning after some discussion, and he makes the catch at the wall. Calabrese robbed just a tremendous effort by Prado. Well, again, we need to get a replay system here in this ballpark. We do not have one right now, and I would love to get a second look at that. That was just an exceptional defensive play. Now Max Schumann takes down and away for a ball. Boy, the Hounds have missed a couple of opportunities, and Prado takes one away right there. On a drive to the wall in left field, Prado denies, and it's one down to the ninth inning. 1-0 to Max. The pitch by Enlow is a strike at 91. Count one ball, one strike. So the Wind Surge two outs away, I guess you could say, that. I guess in their minds anyway, from officially sealing the second half. Two balls and a strike to count to Max as that one missed down and away. Zach Geloff on deck. Big deep breath by Schumann. Steps back in, taps the dish. Base is empty after the great defensive play. One man down. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball. Shortstop Martin. And can't get there. Base hit snuck under his glove. So Max with a hit. Boy, how big is that play right now? If Prado does not make that catch, the ball, one would think, would have carried off the wall without much of anybody being able to back him up right away. So the single by Schumann might well have already driven in a run. Instead, it's one on with one man down. Well, what a big defensive play. Now here's Zach Geloff. Checks his swing, takes a strike, 0-1. No balls and one strike. Last of the ninth, it's a 3-1 ball game. Rockhounds not going gentle into that. Good night. Schumann with a base hit. Pitch to Geloff way outside from Enloe. One ball and one strike. Blaine Enloe out of Sorrento, Louisiana. Right-hander trying to close it down. Enloe, two saves and three opportunities. Boy, throw to first base. And Schumann scrambles back. So the first of the two allowable throws over. That one got interesting. Enloe 1-2 in 22 games. He has also started. Here's the pitch on the way, and that is inside to Geloff, and the count goes two balls and a strike now to Zach. Enloe's 23rd appearance, his 13th out of the bullpen. Right at a hit per inning, and a little better than a 2-1 ratio. Two balls, one strike, stretch and pitch. Geloff fouls it back. It's two balls, two strikes. Last of the ninth inning. This inning begins with thievery in the left field wall. And, boy, that looks like a huge play right now. Time called by Geloff at home plate. Northwest Arkansas has rallied back, and they lead Frisco 5-4. But the Hounds trail 3-1, down to two outs. Pitch to Geloff, backs up, high and tight. Ball three, full count, 3-2. Really interesting call here for Bobby Crosby. Max Schumann has excellent speed. He's a really good base runner, but do you send him here with one down in the bottom of the ninth inning? 3-2 to Geloff. Stretch by Enloe, runner not going. Pitch foul back, do it again on 3-2. Cal McCann waiting on deck. That game, by the way, Northwest Arkansas and Frisco, they have just gone to the top of the sixth. So Obviously, they are well behind our ball game. Gelof ready, 3-2, second time. Stretch by Enlow. Pitch, runner not going. Bouncing ball, foul again. Wide of the bag at third. Down still 3-2. Zach Gelof in this ball game is 2-for-4. Pair of singles. He struck out and bounced to short. Right-handed hitter set to go. Enlow from the belt. 3-2. Third time. Long set. Now the nod. Pitch to the plate. Swung on and fouled away. Camargo, the catcher, giving a look. Not sure where that ended up. Didn't even hear a kabang on the roof. So 3-2, a fourth time. Zach Gelof at 275 overall on the season. 13 homers and 59 driven in. Season, of course, divided due to a shoulder injury. Snap throw to first, a little high. Boy, Enlow serious with those throws. So that's his second throw over. Gelof again. 3-2. Set. And a pitch by Enlow. Inside and low. Ball four. He walked him. And Kyle McCann will come to the plate. Kyle McCann right now is a classically, if you will, a dangerous hitter. He is not hitting for average at all of late, but the base hits that he has had have been impactful. So here is Kyle, two on, one out in the last of the ninth inning, tying runs on base as McCann stands in. First pitch, swing, ground ball, second base. Going to be two, ball game. 4-6-3. And the Wichita Wind Surge, well, they were the champs already. They probably did not know that. And they have now really just put an exclamation point on it. Like, congratulations to the Wind Surge. They have the best record in this league. They are more than deserving. They are going to the playoffs. And, folks, if you're watching in Wichita, the Riverfront Stadium, and I do believe it's next Tuesday, I'll confirm that, but there will be more baseball at that beautiful new ballpark in Wichita. So congratulations going for the Rockhounds as they walk toward the clubhouse. Had opportunities in this ballgame and a good number of them, but they have gone by the boards in the ninth inning. It's no runs on a base hit, no errors, one man left. The Rockhounds in this game stranded 11 base runners, had a caught stealing and a game-ending double play. So they basically squandered 13 base runners in a two-run game. But you also have to, on the other side of that coin, again, for example, I think it was Cyrus Herman, with the biggest two-thirds of an inning, certainly in this ball game. And the guy is giving high fives and hugs down in that line this time, a little something special because they know they are North Division champs in the second half. And I know it's not quite as long as a big league season, but you're talking about 138-game schedule, 269-game halves. That is a lot of bus rides. That's a lot of baseball. That's a lot of batting practice. And when it pays off that way, some smiles, and they will celebrate, I'm sure, far more ceremoniously in the clubhouse. Congratulations to the Wind Surge, second half champs of the Northern Division, the North Division, that is, of the Texas League. Guys, a tip of the cap to you. This Bud and this Michelob Ultra probably be flying shortly. This is for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Wichita Wind Surge, 3 runs on 8 base hits, 1 error, 3-8-1. For the Rockhounds, 1 run, 10 hits, no errors, and 11 men left on base in this game. All 3 runs for the North Division second-half champs come off the bat of Junior Severino, who had a pair of home runs. One was, and I mean this so nicely, but one was inexpensive, if you will. That one went into the bullpen in right field with a man on in the first inning, and that really provided all that the Wind Surge pitching staff would need. And his home run in the fourth inning was, boy, impressive. Basically a high-line drive. It got out of here big time, better than 400 feet just to the right of the batter's eye in center field. So Severino with his seventh and eighth home runs with the Wind Surge, he drives in all three runs in this game. Winning pitcher is Cody Funderburk. He wins his 10th of the season. He is now 10-5. The save will go to Blaine Enloe. And, boy, one of the biggest holds, certainly, I would think, of the second half, and just a tremendous performance by Osiris Herman out of the bullpen with the tying runs in scoring position, one out. He enters the game in the eighth and gets back-to-back hitters with a strikeout and a pop-out. And that got the Wind Surge out of the inning. That's a huge inning, all the bigger, because the Hounds had indeed scored already, so the tying runs were on base. But Herman shut it down. Hounds threatened a bit in the ninth. Tremendous play. A pivotal play, really impactful would be a better word for it. Anthony Prado with a brilliant catch against the wall in left field to help seal the deal. The save goes to Blaine Enloe out of the bullpen. The loss will go to Jeff Criswell, and as I said earlier, he really pitched, I think, better than his better than the runs allowed would tell you. He goes five innings, does Jeff. He gives up four hits, three runs, no walks, and eight strikeouts. So a very, very good performance, but he will be saddled with a loss in this ballgame. So the Frisco Magic number drops to three, and we'll see how the Rough Riders fare the rest of the way in Northwest Arkansas. But, boy, it's tick-tock and it's closing away. Time is ticking away for the Rockhounds. I said that beautifully, didn't I? Yeah, elocution is my life. But the Frisco Magic number now down to three, since we have determined today that they also do indeed own the tiebreaker, and that we can already put that part in the books. So a night of celebration for the Wichita Wind Surge, quite the opposite for the Rockhounds as we wrap this one up from a Momentum Bank ballpark, where our final Village Car Wash score of the game, the Wind Surge 3 and the Rockhounds 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
Wind Surge 3 and the Rockhounds 1, and this one goes into the books, the first of this six-game series. Teams will meet tomorrow evening at 6:30, then we'll have 7 o'clock start times, as always, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday afternoon matinee to put a wrap on it. The Wind Surge scored their three runs in the first four innings, and as mentioned, all three off the bat of Junior Severino, two-run home run in the first inning. With one man out, Edward Julien continued his terrific season. He went 2-for-3 with a walk, getting on base again in this game. Julien with a sharp single up the middle. And after Jair Camargo struck out, Severino swung at the first pitch, sent a drive into right field. And again, there are points in this ballpark where basically a fairly routine fly ball can escape. It did, got over that 5-foot-high fence into the home bullpen for a two-run home run. And it was a 2-0 ball game. That would be enough for the Wind Surge, although Rockhound certainly threatened to do more in this game. The Hounds had the bases loaded with two outs in the first inning and had second and third in the third inning, but again came up empty. And after two opportunities went by the boards for the Rockhounds, it was Severino again. Boy, and this time there is no qualification whatsoever on his second home run of the game. That was the drive just to the right of the batter's eye onto the grass berm in deep center field, just wide of the batter's eye. Tremendous drive, solo home run, and that made it a 3-0 ball game. Rockhounds had two on and nobody out in the sixth inning, but that went by the boards. Cody Funderburk walked only two batters. They were the first two batters he faced in the sixth. He got one out with a soft line drive off Logan Davidson's bat, and Steven Cruz came in, top 30 prospect, and he gets a strikeout, and that was the second out of the inning. Then Michael Goldberg with a flare single into right field, and this is one part of the ballgame didn't really mention the second time, but turned out to be, I think, significant, really, with J.J. Swarz on at second base, single into shallow right by Goldberg. Rockhounds will send J.J. home, and he is thrown out easily at home plate, so a run denied. Other side of that coin, if you don't send him, it's bases loaded with one man down. But again, Bobby's just trying to get something going and make something happen, but J.J. was thrown out, and so the Rockhounds denied an opportunity there. And we say one caught stealing, one double play, and really the runner thrown out at home plate, so another base runner that kind of went by the boards. The Rockhounds do score in the eighth inning. That starts with a leadoff walk to Kyle McCann, a ground out by J.J., and then a base hit by Tyler Soderstrom. And on that, Kyle McCann scores, 96th RBI of the year overall for Tyler Soderstrom. He is 25th with the Rockhounds, and it was 3-1. Logan Davidson, and it took a while. I don't know if I get a second look at it at some point. We don't have the replay system here. But a ball that was a ground rule double into the left field bullpen off Logan's bat after some discussion. And it was second and third with one down in a 3-1 game. But Osiris Herman comes in, strikes out Marty Bikina on three pitches, gets Michael Goldberg to pop out to second base. And when all was said and done, that was maybe a pivotal time in this ballgame without much question. Rockhounds did threaten in the ninth inning. Anthony Prado denies Chase Calabrese with a leaping catch against the left field wall. Brilliant defense. How big was that catch? Max Schumann followed with a single. Zach Geloff walks, but Kyle McCann, Kyle will bounce into a 4-6-3 inning and game-ending double play. Other numbers we gave you, I do believe, are correct in this ball game. And, of course, the number for the Wichita wind surge, the important number is zero. That's their magic number now in the second half. Northwest Arkansas still leading Frisco, but that's a 5-4 game with a long ways to go. In this one, 3-8-1 for the Wichita wind surge, 1-10-0 for the Rockhounds in this one. 6:30 start time, first pitch tomorrow, half-price hot dogs, bark in the park night. And we also have Rocky Rockhound bobbleheads. I'm loving it. First 1,000 fans get a Rocky bobblehead tomorrow. We'd love to have you come on out and join us. Thirsty Thursday looming. We have Friday night cap night, Saturday night fireworks, and a Sunday afternoon matinee to wrap it up. And even if there is no playoff ticket to be punched, at least for the home team, it's going to be a great week with outstanding stuff going on here at the ballpark, and we sure hope that you will join us. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Wichita wind surge. Tip of the cap to you guys, the second half champs in the North. Wichita 3 and the Rockhounds 1. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight to Red, Leo, to Mr. Jackson. We say goodnight to Mr. Scully. And good night, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.